Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about taking care of what you own. Do you honor all of your stuff? Or is it really just junk collecting dust? Why do you not take care of your possessions? How can you take better care of what you own? Learn how to make sure you're respecting your stuff as we continue our month focusing on respect. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired by my husband. Tony takes such good care of things. If he uses a tool, he makes sure that he oils it or cleans it or whatever he does after each use. He is so good about it. I mean, really, really better than I am taking care of things we own. He grew up very poor, and so if something broke, then it wasn't replaced. They had to do without a lot, and I believe because of that, that really motivates him to take care of things. A lot of my clients, when they hire me to declutter, haven't looked at stuff in 20 years. You know, I had a client not too long ago that we were cleaning out the eaves of the attic, and she and her husband like to camp. Well, the camping equipment was covered by rat poop because it hadn't been cleaned. You know, rats, mice can get in your eaves, and you know, it's not any judgment here, but that was something they loved, and so they, you know, were going to have to go out and get a brand new tent. They didn't take care of what they owned. Today's episode was also inspired. I was going to call this episode A Tale to Immigrants, and I might do that. Haven't decided yet. Because I thought that this was a good illustration how two people can come to the United States and respond and act very differently. We have a favorite pub that my husband and I like to go to, and people in town will take them. It's just simply a neighborhood pub. We love the people there. It's good food, and it's somewhere that we go out a lot. And so one time my uncle Jim and Herb, who I interviewed, so check that out. They talked about downsizing. So Uncle Jim and Herb were really great in asking questions, and they said, oh, where'd you come from and why? And they ended up, it was really fascinating. I just sat and listened because somehow the subject of clutter came up. And, you know, I'm not going to contribute anything. I'm really curious. What do other people think? And I knew about Uncle Jim and Herb. And so she was very interesting. She shared how, I believe her folks were in the Netherlands and there were a couple of kids in the U.S. and a couple in Europe. They were kind of scattered. And she said, yeah, you know, I don't get Americans, you know. The day after Thanksgiving, you rush and go crazy to buy stuff that you're going to throw in a closet that just becomes junk and you don't really care about. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting, that comment. And on the other flip side of the coin, I have a neighbor who has a garage full of stuff. Complete opposite. Their garage is so filled that they don't keep either car in. And the last, I've tried to find an updated statistic on this, but there was a stat that like 25% of Americans don't keep either car in their garage if they have one, and a third keep only one car in their garage. And within the microcosm of the two cul-de-sacs, the one I live on is attached to another. And I think that that's a pretty accurate statistic. And when I first read that, when I was starting, I thought, ah, oh, no, that can't be. Yeah, that's pretty true. So anyway, in this, they immigrated here, and they can't park either car in the garage. And when you do that, you're not respecting your car because it's exposed to elements. I mean, even here, we have mild winters in North Carolina, but there's rain. You can get hail. We get hail here. Get tornadoes. There's god-awful pollen. I'm telling you, people, I did not know the pollen situation here before I moved to North Carolina. And I went to the allergist just yesterday, and I said, oh, if we move to Asheville, and he said, nah, he said, they get it too. And he said, and actually, because they're surrounded by mountains, the mountains trap the pollen. I've never seen anything like it, guys. It's literally for three, sometimes four, for having a bad season, of everything's coated in this yellow-green nasty pollen. It's truly disgusting. I mean, just, it's just disgusting. So anyway, your car is going to get exposed to that. So the neighbors don't park the car. They have a house that's huge and just two kids. And the house, I know, was bought in foreclosure because we're in a small neighborhood. And so don't park, because they have so much stuff in the garage. So they have kind of embraced the get more, live more bigly, live probably possibly beyond your means, just get stuff. So it was fascinating to me that two people who immigrated to this country had such different responses to how kind of the typical American is and what we do. And it's just fascinating and why people react differently. So that's, and because of those two differences, that's why I wanted to do today's show and what inspired it. Why don't we take care of our stuff? Variety of reasons here. And again, remember, don't judge yourself, guys. I would rather you take that energy and that time going down the rabbit hole of judgment and focus that on your awareness and taking action to change it. I'm telling you guys, you can change it. That's why I do the take actions. I believe in you. I know you can do this. So you might not be taking care of yourself because you're simply overwhelmed. Maybe you are caring for aging parents right now. If you're doing that, I wouldn't expect you to worry about your clutter. That is mentally and physically exhausting and emotionally overwhelming as well. So you might be overwhelmed. Might not have time. Now, again, this is where discernment and honesty come in. Sometimes we're in our life really busy. I'm working on, it's taken me longer than I thought to get books out. So I'm doing all this for them. I'm really overwhelmed. So extra things in my life right now aren't getting done. Again, there's nothing that is a huge priority or that I'm behind on or something like that. There are some times in your life where you honestly just don't have time. And I'm a firm believer, you have to have fun. You have to have rest and relaxation and get that in there as well of all of your to-dos. I, however, want to say if you're surfing on Facebook 4 or 5 hours a day or on the internet, you have the time. You're making a choice. So become consciously aware, make a conscious choice to take care of your stuff instead of being on social media. Not a priority right now. I had, again, last year was 2018 was really challenging for me. So for a month or two, we have a formal dining room. It's kind of pointless. We don't, right? We use it when we have. That's not true. Not like we never use it. Just how the house is built. I would rather have a big great room than a formal dining room when we buy our forever home. Anyway, so clutter sat on the table for a month or two. Wasn't a priority for me, guys. It just was not a priority. I had other things to take care of. And I knew, but here's what's important. I knew I'd get to it. I knew it would get taken care of. So I wasn't worried about it. So if clearing your physical clutter isn't a priority or keeping all in the garage, not going to change. Maybe you're waiting for the right time. Right time, kind of like someday, never ever comes. Because you can say, I have to have this condition, it has to be like that. Mm-mm. Don't do that because you're setting yourself up for failure. And then if you started this, that's why I do these online workshops. If you've been saying for years, you're going to get to it and you haven't, maybe you're waiting for the right time. Have to release that. There's never going to be a perfect time to do it. Fear of letting go. You might be afraid that if you throw something away, you'll need it the next day. You might be worried that you'll give away something that was in the family that was important, even though you see it as junk. There are lots of fear of letting go. And again, like depending on what's going on in your life, clutter can serve as comfort. If you grew up in a very cluttered, chaotic household, clutter might feel like home for you. We can understand why you wouldn't want to get rid of that. That makes complete sense. You might not know how, and that's okay. That's why people like me exist. A lot of times people like to do it themselves, but that's why I created a do-it-yourself plan. You fill out an assessment because if you're unsure, I can say, okay, here's a roadmap. Here's how you can do it. Here's step-by-step guidance. So if you don't know, maybe you listen to a podcast, read a book, you hire someone. Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Our Got Clutter 365 Journal Prompt book series supports you in clearing your clutter. Journaling helps you access your inner wisdom. When you become aware of your clutter, you can take action to release it. Stop being afraid, gain clarity, and go at your own pace with our journal prompt books. The present moment is your point of power to change. Ready to start? Maybe you still have physical clutter because you've been waiting on answers. For instance, what can I recycle? You're green, you want to be very careful and want to make sure that you are not throwing anything out, which I applaud. But don't let that be an excuse to stop you. Figure out what the recycling laws are, call around friends and family, get the answer that you need, and proceed. And you can start before you have all your answers. And finally, you may feel like you need permission, especially if you suffered from trauma as a child. Clearing out your physical clutter can be something that could cause you to panic. If someone has passed, I encourage you to have a conversation with them. I believe just because my grandmother's energy now, she's still out there. I still talk to her. Might need a little more help with a coach or therapist, but maybe take that first step and have a conversation if the person's dead, if that's an option for you. And dig a little deeper. Why do you feel like you need permission? Is that something you can finally face and release? How can we take better care of our stuff? You can do this, guys. Have awareness. What aren't you taking care of? You know, I talk about a client that was pretty decluttered and organized, except one area. There was an area that he got hung up on. Why is it if you're getting hung up on an area? Or maybe you don't have a lot of clutter, but your closet's a complete disaster. It's the black hole where something goes in and never comes back. But otherwise, you're pretty well decluttered and organized. What's hanging around, collecting, and gathering dust? When clients tell me something's really important or valuable to them and it's collecting dust, I ask them why. Take the time, dig a little deeper. What's going on here? Of all the whys that I told you about a moment ago, not a priority, no time, overwhelmed, etc., what rang true to you? As I was speaking, did you say, oh yeah, that's me? How can you course correct on that? Dig deeper when you're holding on to stuff. Is it because you grew up in that chaotic environment and that means comfort to you and that's kind of normal? Are you afraid that you'll lose your creativity? You feel like your mess is connected to your creativity. Maybe you are in a relationship and you want to be neat and organized and it upsets the apple cart and causing an argument if you'll make changes. Declutter on a regular basis and have priorities. I go through everything we own every single year. I tell my clients that. And what I say is, once you've done the gargantuan big purge of everything, and if you haven't purged in 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, you're going to have to do a gargantuan purge. You know, even if you're in a 1,000 square foot house, if you've been bringing stuff in for 30 years and haven't been releasing anything, you're enough stuff to go through. So once you do that big old purge, it's a lot easier, trust me, and you get in the habit. So if you're like, okay, I brought a new pair of shoes, what shoes in my closet can I release? And start kind of getting into those habits, they make a big difference. And if you're very clear on your priorities, it's going to be easier for you to release stuff. You know what? I used to like essential oils, but not feeling I'm not doing it. Let me see if my niece Emma wants them. You know, and then you're getting rid of stuff that's not important to you and blessing and giving to someone else. Organize. Once you've cleared clutter, it's easy to organize. And when you set up systems, if you start to overload those and get a lot of clutter, one, you're going to notice. And sometimes your systems will break down and that can motivate you. to take care of what you own. If, for instance, you love books, like I love books, and I have a rule, okay, whatever fits on the bookshelf. And if you're starting to get piles of books on the floor and they're getting dusty, or perhaps the cat has pooped on them. We have an elderly cat, guys. I've gotten quite used to cat poop. So maybe that happens, and those books that were so important and that you love, you aren't taking care of. Don't view your possessions as an extension of yourself. Sometimes people can get caught up in this, you know, thinking kind of their ego and their life is in their possessions. Remember, when it comes to memories, that our memories are in our heart and head. But if you're like, wow, like if I have all these possessions, people know I've really made it. They'll know I'm successful. Well, you don't need to have a lot of stuff for people to know you're successful. Because for people who see happiness as a success, if you're super rich and miserable, are you a success? No, only you can answer that. I can't answer that. But if you don't view your possessions as an extension of yourself, then you can release them more easily and you'll take care of them. And again, when we circulate stuff, we view something and thank it and release it and get it on to the next person if it still has life, then we bring that space to call into our life what we desire. Examine your attachments to your possession. I mentioned a moment ago, if we're sentimental is in your heart, they're in your head. It's not in the gray dish that used to be white that your grandmother owned. I'm speaking from experience. So when you realize that and say, okay, why do I hold on to things? Am I holding on to my ex-boyfriend's sweater because I think we're going to get back together? And when you're aware, then say, oh, you know what? I loved him, but he wasn't the right guy for me. I'm going to let that go. And finally, literally take care of what you own. Not a figure of speech. Do it. Do spring and fall cleaning. Talk about my husband. Cleans everything after each use. I'm always putting the dishwasher on eco cleaning. And when he does the dishes, I laugh because it just happened half hour ago. Puts it on the long cycle. Let's get everything cleaned out. Make sure the dishwasher's still running. So if you take care of what you own and you honor it, you're respecting it. And you're respecting it when its life use is gone. Recycle it when it's able to. If it's become junk, release it. If it still has life, respect it and allow it to support someone else. Make sure you honor your possessions that are important to you. I have seen people have a quilt made of t-shirts. Like if someone has a bunch of t-shirts from high school and college and all that, and I think those quilts are just great. One of the few times I wish I would have had a ton of shirts because I would have made, I think that's just a genius idea. One of the things I'm doing is my mother every year paints Christmas cards. She designs a Christmas card and paint them, and I always look forward to getting those. And so I'm going to get those all put together since she started, gosh, I think we're on maybe year 9 or 10. I'm going to have a shadow box that honors her artwork. You know, right now they're in my file. And I don't like having my file. They're just sitting there. But I know that I have an end plan. Okay, like after the 10th year, we're going to put them all in a shadow box. So honor what you decide to keep. Honor your possessions. Take care of them. Don't let them sit around and collect dust. And if you need to get support, there are people out there that do this. They can help you clear your physical clutter. Be non-judgmental, kind of they're not in the thick of it, so they're not attached to things, can ask you questions. You're not going to hire someone, do an online workshop, listen to a podcast, watch YouTube. There are lots of options out there, but now's the time to be honest with yourself. If you aren't respecting your things and just kind of letting them be willy-nilly, respect and honor what you own. Because when you disrespect the things you own, ultimately, you're disrespecting yourself. You don't care about yourself enough to take care of what you own. Most of you listening probably worked and earned it and might have had some annoying people that you had to deal with or clients that weren't so great. Honor what you paid for. Take actions from today's podcast. Acknowledge what items you don't take care of. figure out why you're disrespecting your possessions. Create a plan to better take care of what you own. Honor all of your items. Hire help if necessary. On our next episode, we're talking about playing the victim. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock.